This week, we are providing a solution to the dilemma of family members asking you your opinion about the election. Just say, oh, was there an election? I spent the entire year listening to celebrity interviews on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
This week, we're providing talking points by revisiting some of our favorites. Now, back in January, actor Richard Dreyfuss joined us to talk to guest host Mike Pesca.
Richard Dreyfuss, hello, and welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
So, I read in an old interview that you once said that acting in Jaws and Close Encounters, that acting in those movies, your job was to make things that weren't there seem believable. So that's kind of good preparation for playing Bernie Madoff, right?
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. Yeah, in Jaws and in Close Encounters, Steven Spielberg once said to me, could I ask you a question? And I said, sure. He said, you remember when we were doing Jaws and I was telling you to say things like, oh, look at that. And there was nothing there. I said, yeah. He said, did you ever feel stupid? And I said, Steven, you're an authority figure. Don't do this to me.
Now, I want to ask you about Close Encounters. Did that change your relationship to mashed potatoes?
As someone who's on a perpetual diet, I have no relationship.
So in playing Bernie Madoff, how does it work as an actor? Do you try to identify with him? So even if you've come to think and study the case that maybe he's as much of a symptom as he is just a bad apple, is there a way to convey that through your performance, or do you let everything else convey that point?
No, that's not what my job is in this film. My job was to play that bad apple. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, before I had done any research, I was thinking, well, I'll probably, you know, find good attributes in him. But no, I never did.
But I think when actors can go wrong in playing the con artist, they emphasize the con, but you are emphasizing the artistry. You have to show how good he was at conning people, not by twirling the mustache, but by turning on the charm.
That's exactly the right phrase. What I had to do was to be as friendly and gentle and loving as any Uncle Bernie could be, mm-hmm. because no one else would be able to take people's money from them. They're not going to give it to the mustache twirler.
Right.
And it's also how I played Dick Cheney.
Yeah. I was thinking about
that. That was a lie.
Well, you also were.
That was great, though. I mean, there were a lot of good performances in that.
That was
film.
The movie W.
Yeah, film W. But you were almost as scary as I perceive the actual Dick Cheney to be watching that film.
With less nuclear weapons.
Yes,
though,
exactly.
Yeah. So, Richard, I read this article from 1978 that said that back then, you never had gotten your Oscar engraved, and I wanted the update. Have you since had it engraved?
Yes.
Okay, good.
They don't engrave them for you?
No, they do. What you're supposed to do is to give it back before you leave that night. And I took it, and I ran into this limo, and I went to this plane to fly to New York, where I was appearing in Julius Caesar, and I just clutched it until I got to the rehearsal room of the theater, and then I put it down in front of my space, and every actor did the same thing. They came in and said, where is it? Where is it? And then I said, now listen, when I make my entrance tonight, there's going to be applause, so just hold it.
Just won an Oscar.
Guess what happened? Yeah. Nothing. There was no applause. And every actor made it his business to walk by me during the show and say, and so they were going to give you applause.
All right, Richard Dreyfuss, we have asked you here to play a game that we are calling
Sit on It.
So as we said, in the ABC miniseries Madoff, you play the titular financier who is actually running a $65 billion Ponzi scheme. So with that in mind, we're going to ask you three questions, not about Ponzi schemes, but about Fonzie schemes. The life and times of Arthur Fonzarelli is portrayed by Henry Winkler from Happy Days. If you answer two of these questions correctly, you will win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on the voicemail of one of our listeners, Bill, who is Richard Dreyfuss playing? playing for.
Gary Bentley of Temple, Texas.
All right.
I'm so sorry, Gary.
All right, Richard Dreyfuss, here is your first question. I know that you are heavily involved in civics through the Dreyfuss Foundation, but presidential politics was one of Fonzie's passions as well. In an episode of Happy Days, which political action did Fonzie actually take? A, he endorsed Republican Dwight D. Eisenhower's 1956 presidential campaign, saying, "I like Ike, my bike likes Ike." B, he decried Senator Joe McCarthy's tactics by telling a young Republican who supported Tail Gunner Joe that he was a nerd of the highest order. Or C, he supported the Little Rock Nine by saying in one episode that Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus was uncool to keep those kids out of school.
I'd say A.
You are correct. Yeah. He did indeed endorse Dwight D. Eisenhower. Richie endorsed Adlai Stevenson, and we know how that went. All right, here's your next question. The Fonz and the Happy Days Gang was, of course, an animated TV series that lasted three seasons. Fonzie, Ralph Mouth, and a dog named Mr. Cool used a time machine to intervene in historical events. I don't have to tell you this. You're a student of the theater. Okay, so which isn't an actual plot to an actual episode of The Fonz and the Happy Days Gang? A, they went to ancient Iraq, where they assisted King Nebuchadnezzar in protecting his famous hanging gardens from an evil prince. B, they went to England in 1066, where they tried to distract William of Normandy with Chuck Berry music during the Battle of Hastings. Or C, they visited a Peruvian jungle in 1532, where Fonzie and the gang befriended kind Incas in order to save them from Francisco Pizarro.
You gotta be kidding me. Yeah,
two of these were greenlit, which wasn't?
The last one.
No, I'm sorry, it was William of Normandy, but you've got one more chance. Get this right to win. Here's your last question. Fonzie is honored throughout our culture, as in which of these actual examples? A, is it true that a researcher dubbed an anonymous patient who would only wear blue jeans, a white t-shirt, and a black leather jacket, the patient was dubbed Fonzie in the medical literature? B, neurologists look for a symptom called the Fonzarelli sign, in which patients give a permanent thumbs up. Or C, a British air conditioner company has three settings, hot, medium, and Fonzie, because Fonzie. He's cool.
There was a Fonzie neurology thing.
Yes, in neurology, there's a symptom called the Fonzarelli sign. Bill, how did Richard Dreyfuss do in our quiz?
You won.
Gary, I hope you're happy.
Gary, Richard Dreyfuss, thanks so much for being on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you very much.